أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقالوا أيضا ضللنا في الأرض أئنا لفي خلق جديد بل هم بلقاء ربهم كافرون. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala explained how the non-believers disbelieve in Allah and in the Risalat, the message of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah gave answers to explain to them. Yeah, in these ayat, Allah explains that the non-believers who do not believe in resurrection, that when we die, we will be brought back to life again. And Allah gives the answers to that also. From all this, we can see how much Allah loves His creation and how Allah has gone, so to say, out of the way to give answers and to convince people that they must believe. Otherwise, Allah could just reveal the law, and who wants to believe must believe and get the reward, and who disbelieve will get the punishment. But Allah is explaining so much so that everyone can believe. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَالُوا أَيْذَا ضَلَلْنَا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَإِنَّا لَفِي خَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ. اور کہتے ہیں کیا جب ہم رل گئے زمین میں کیا ہم کو نیا بننا ہے. And these non-believers say that when we are buried and we are finished in the earth, our bodies are turned back to sand, nothing of it is left whatsoever, no sign of it, then what? Will we be brought back to life again? Will we be given a new life again? That is, they say, we just can't understand and comprehend. This is out of the question, and in fact they should make jokes about it. One of the staunch non-believers came to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam with an old bone, and he said, what do you say, that your Allah will bring this back to life? They should make a joke that how can a person come back to life again. Allah Ta'ala gives an answer to this, bal hum biliqai rabbihim kafirun. Kuch nahi, wo apne Rab ki mulaqat se munkir hai. These are just all outward excuses. The truth is, they just don't believe that they will be meeting Allah again. That is, not how we will be brought to life, that how can this bone and the sand, that the body that is turned into sand, how can that be brought back to life, not on that Qudrat. But they just disbelieve that we will be raised up and we will face Allah Ta'ala in the year after. This is one of the cardinal and most important aqidahs also. And a person whose aqidah becomes strong, that I will be resurrected and presented in front of Allah, that is sufficient to correct his life and to make his islah. قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ بِكُمْ. تو کہہ کہ قبض کر لیتا ہے تم کو فرشتہ موت کا جو تم پر مقرر ہے. Say to them that the فرشتہ, the angel that has been fixed for this duty of taking your ruh, that he will definitely come and he will take your body, he will take your ruh from you. That is, any person can understand that this human being is not only the outward body, but there is a force and power that is driving this body, which is called the ruh, the soul. And at the time of maut, all what happens is that Allah takes out this ruh, sends Malakul Maut, and He takes out the soul, the driving power, the ruh. And then that body is still there, but now it is useless. So the body is only a transport for transporting the ruh from the time when it was in the womb of the mother, and Allah put the ruh in, and up to the time of maut. After that, a person leaves this vehicle, this transport of his, but his journey carries on. His journey does not come to an end. The ruh was not in existence, but when Allah had created it, it remains in existence forever. And the whole matter is of the ruh. And on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah will resurrect people, Allah will resurrect this body again, and once more put the ruh into this body. Just as when it was in the womb of the mother, Allah made it for the first time, which was much more difficult than again just building it up after it was made. So at that time when Allah could make it, and Allah put the ruh and life came in, so what is it difficult for Allah to resurrect the body and put that ruh back into that body again? ثم الى ربكم ترجعون, پھر اپنے رب کی طرف پھر جاؤ گے. And then you will be returned to Allah again, and you will face Allah Ta'ala, and whatever you had done in this world, good and bad, the consequences of it will come in front of you. وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ نَاكِسُوا رُؤُوسِهِمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ, اور کبھی تو دیکھے جس وقت کے منکر سر ڈالے ہوئے ہوں گے اپنے رب کے سامنے. اللہ تعالیٰ says, if you would see that scene when these wrongdoers, when these deniers of the fact that we will be raised in front of Allah Ta'ala, when they will be brought in front of Allah, and in shame they will hang their heads down and they will be facing Allah Ta'ala, at that time they will say, رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا, اے رب ہم نے دیکھ لیا اور سن لیا. Oh Allah, now we have seen with our eyes, and we have heard with our ears, we have seen the reality and the truth that the Qiyamah is here, and we are facing you, and we have been brought back to life. We believe now. فَرْجِئْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا, پھر ہم کو بھیج دے کہ ہم کرے بھلے کام. So Allah, now return us to the earth, and we will go and do righteous deeds. We won't deny anymore. We will believe exactly. Inna muqinun. Humko yaqeen aagya. We have brought iman and we have realized. But this is that iman is not acceptable by Allah, which is on your own eyes. What you see with your eyes, that is not iman bil ghayb. What Allah wants is you believe in the unseen. Without seeing, you believe. From here we understand this English adage is completely wrong, that seeing is believing and hearing is deceiving. Seeing is deceiving. We see that our shop feeds us, but that's being a deception. Allah feeds us. We see the cow gives us milk, that's a deception. Allah gives the milk. And hearing, they say, is deceiving. Hearing is believing. We hear what Allah told us. We hear what His Rasul told us. What has been conveyed to us by the ulama in the Quran Sharif, in the Hadith Sharif. So what we hear, that is believing. And what we see is deceiving. On the day of Qiyamah, when a person will see, that iman is not going to help him. Without seeing, we believe in Allah. We believe in Jannat and Jahannam. That is going to help us, and that iman is the one that is acceptable by Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, if it was that we accepted your iman of what you saw with your eyes, then everyone will bring iman in the year after. So there is no test. The test is that you believe without seeing. And that is a true believer. And that is which the people of the world cannot understand. And they think that this Muslim people, the believers, they are foolish people. They believing in things which they don't see. But that is the only iman which is acceptable by Allah Ta'ala. وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَآتَيْنَا كُلَّ نَفْسٍ هُدَاهَا, اور اگر ہم چاہتے تو سمجھاتے تھے ہر جی کو اس کی راہ. If we wanted this, that everyone just brings iman, then we should have forced everyone, put it in everyone's heart, but we gave everyone his choice. That those who wish to bring iman, وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنُ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرُ, who wants to believe will believe, and who wants to deny will deny. If it was like that, then there was no test if Allah forced us to believe. But Allah gave us a choice. وَلَكِنْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ مِنِّي, لیکن ٹھیک پر چکی میری کہی بات. But what I have decreed and what I knew in my knowledge of ever, that I knew who is going to bring iman and who is not going to bring iman, and this has been proven true now. And those that I knew are going to bring iman have brought iman, and those that I knew are not going to bring iman, they haven't brought iman. And for such people, لَأَمْلَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ, پھر ضرور البتہ بھروں گا میں جہنم کو جنوں سے اور آدمیوں سے اکٹھے. اینڈ دین آئی ول فل جہنم آلسو اینڈ آئی ول فل جنت آلسو وٹ مین اینڈ جن دے ول بی آل گیدر دے. دوز ہو براٹ ایمان ول گو ٹو جنت اینڈ دوز ہو ڈس بلیوڈ ول گو ٹو جہنم اینڈ ڈس بلیونگ وٹ وٹ وی سی وٹ آور آئیز. Like if there is a fish in the water and it sees the bait and somebody tells it don't eat, there is lot of problems beside after this, and it sees wonderful thick juicy worm, but if it bites it, then it will be caught and it will be taken out, and all that it was warned, that your stomach will be cut, your intestines will be taken out, your eyes will be gouged out, you will be eaten, you will be fried in a frying pan in hot oil. Before it did not believe, but once it is caught and pulled out, it will believe all this and it will realize it is the truth. Allah has given us more than enough examples to believe and realize of the life of the qabr and the akhirah. So yeah, in these ayat, how Allah has explained the reality of the life of the akhirah, so that everyone can believe and make his aqidah strong and correct his life accordingly. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.